we work with Matt Frazier, we are fortunate to partner with other big athletes, or we, you know, are raising funding, or you can just look at the Instagram page and like the following is growing and like the grid looks nice or the packaging's nice. And we appreciate all of it. Like, but I think on the surface, it looks very nice. And, you know, just like a, use the expression, just like a swan, and underneath, you know, the feet are paddling a million miles an hour, but on the surface, it looks great. And it must be so much fun. There is a dark side to it, I guess, to be honest. And it's incredibly lonely. It's not like the sexy thing, I think, that, you know, you see from like headlines or again, like the surface level stuff. All of that is like a cause and effect. Like that all comes from working hard and, you know, creating your vision and things like that. But you sacrifice a lot. But like for me, all of that is like part of the process and like the approach of it all. Like, I don't know that we would be able to be where we are today if we didn't become just totally obsessed with what we're doing and executing on the vision and building the business the way that we do and giving it what we have.
And welcome to another episode of the Essential Strength Podcast. This podcast is an exploration of strength in its many forms, from physical to mental, intellectual to spiritual. I am your host, David Skolnick, and it is my job to bring in people from the health and fitness industries, as well as law enforcement, research scientists, musicians, entrepreneurs, and more, and discover how strength impacts their lives, their work, and their outlook on the world. It is my belief that strength is a truly essential trait, and this show is out to prove it. So if you want to learn how to get strong, you're in the right place. Our guest today is Matt Lombardi, former professional hockey player, entrepreneur, avid CrossFitter, and co-founder of Beam, a THC-free CBD brand committed to producing the best possible products for better everything. In our conversation today, Matt and I talk about CBD and why this compound stood out to him as an athlete when he was surrounded by a million different supplements. We talk about Beam, their core products, and their mission to reimagine health and wellness. And we discuss the dark sides of entrepreneurship, the things that happen behind the flashy ad campaigns and celebrity endorsements. Let's step into the conversation. This is episode 47 of the Essential Strength Podcast with Matt Lombardi. We are officially recording an episode of the Essential Strength Podcast here. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I've been working kind of on and off with Chase Tuning since I started the podcast, really a little over a year ago. And just in the last couple of months, he set me up with Jack Taylor and quickly got a box full of goodies and started getting some opportunities to connect with people like you for conversations about companies and products and all the good stuff you're doing within the health and wellness world, which is the same world that kind of like the mission for Beam, the same world that I'm trying to improve as best I can. So I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, no. What did you think of the product so far? I guess it's kind of a loaded question being live on the.
Oh, it's terrible. No, it's been really good. The Dream I've been using for the last couple of days. It's been a while since I have consistently used a CBD product. I used a CBD product and then a 50-50 CBD THC product a few years ago when I was recovering from a herniated disc in my low back after a heavy squat. And that was kind of a lifesaver. I didn't want to go down the narcotic pathway being a healthcare provider. It's been sort of intermittent, but the last few nights, I feel like sleep has been great. I just took a couple of the Revive capsules because, again, I'm coming off of a heavy lift last night. Today's a recovery day, so just trying to optimize everything.
I was going to say, I feel like you would like the Revive capsules just given. Yeah, that's awesome. My go-tos are the Focus capsules, just the adaptogens, the CoQ10, CBD, and then Dream at night. But the Revive capsules for me and I take two or three of them, usually depending on how my body's feeling from workouts and stuff.
Yeah, perfect. I want to get into sort of how you use the products for sure. But yeah, I'm excited. The focus is something that I want to sort of play with more in the next few weeks, because my goal, I'm competing in a powerlifting meet in 3.5 weeks. And I would like to sort of wean myself off of caffeine over the next few weeks so that then come competition, I'm able to sort of be resensitized and actually use caffeine as an ergonomic aid. But being able to not sort of feel foggy and fuzzy at work and during conversations like this, you know, that's always the fear when you are drinking 3 cups of coffee a day for years. And then you're like, let's see what happens if I stop.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So let me hit you with the opening question.
Yeah.
The question for each and every guest. And that is, for you, Matt, what is your personal definition of strength?
I always think of that in my mind as just like having an unshakable mindset. You know, I just have learned or have experienced just life just often goes like this, up and down and zigzags, and it's not very linear. And one thing, you know, whether it be personal, professional, relationships, business, whatever, just to have an unshakable mindset, just to me, just like you can just keep going no matter what. Sometimes you're crawling, you can be running towards stuff. But, you know, despite what goes on in life, you just keep moving forward, essentially. So just, I guess, being unshakable.
Is there a moment as you say that comes to mind where it took the most strength, whether recently or looking back into your past, where it took a lot of strength to not be shaken on the mental side?
There's a lot. You know, I grew up playing hockey my whole life. You know, I was fortunate. I grew up always wanting to play at Boston College, and I was able to go do that and had an awesome 4 years there. We won a few national championships. It wasn't the easiest 4 years, though. There's plenty of things, you know, challenging going on, you know, in that period. I was engaged once, not engaged anymore. You know, I dealt with loss, lose my dad a few years ago, starting a business with Beam. All those just, I would say, varying degrees of testing me. Obviously, you know, stuff with my dad being the hardest. But yeah, I guess that's where I've learned that. It's just like, it really pushes you to just, you know, can you just continue keeping on creating the life that you want to create despite, you know, getting hit in the head with a brick at times.
Or a stick.
Or a stick. In your case. Yeah. my first year I was playing pro hockey. It was one of my first games. You know, in college you have a face mask on, and then playing pro, I just had a half shield on, and I was forechecking guy and just literally turned around and shot the puck into my mouth. So puck, stick. Yeah. Literally and metaphorically.
Yeah, right. I think you hear, or at least I know I hear quite often about, you know, the best athletes often kind of being able to go to that dark place that you go to become a champion, you know, whether it's watching the Michael Jordan documentary or watching pro fighting or whatever else it is, that people who have had to overcome a lot in their life end up sort of being the most driven athletes, whether that's because they know that if they lose this sport, like what they're going back to somewhere potentially very dark. They don't have a comfortable sort of family safety net or whatever it may be, community safety net. But I also think, you know, that comes from watching sports, obviously, but you don't get to just watch people in their day-to-day life. I think it works the other way as well. You know, going through hard training, hard games, heartbreaking losses on the ice or on the field, then sort of does prepare you in some way to at least not be shocked as much by the feelings that come up when you deal with hard stuff in life. At least I know that's been my experience, and the experience that some of my previous guests have shared, that the load they endure in the gym often helps them endure load in life.
Totally agree. I mean, I think sports is just an amazing metaphor for life, just because you go through so many different things. Again, just my personal experience, I was just lucky to experience a lot of different things, like some highs of winning, you know, multiple national championships at BC, getting to play pro hockey, but playing in the minors, you know, to a degree, falling short of some of my goals there of wanting to play in the NHL, my career ending sooner than I planned because of concussions. The path just to getting to BC at the time, like not, again, not being super linear, like it was hard and, you know, that whole experience. So yeah, I mean, it's just like, that's life too, right? You just like, things don't always go your way. You're dealing with adversity again, like all very different. But when you learn, just like, it's almost like anything, like practice, like you get repetitions on how to deal with this stuff. And even, you know, my co-founder, Kevin, played baseball at BC, played professionally, very similar career path. So much of how we lead the team and the business is so rooted in our athletic backgrounds and being in teams and locker rooms, you know, coaches that were great, coaches that weren't so great, teams that were great, and what were the common threads between those teams and teams that weren't great, and the chemistry, and why did that happen? It's just so transferable, and it just gives you good repetitions, and then applying that again for us in the business, but obviously just personally and just our own personal lives. So I totally agree with that.
Well, I'm glad. And I'm glad you also mentioned, you know, teams that weren't good, coaches that weren't good. There's a lot to learn, you know, what don't I want to do as a leader? What don't I want to do as a teammate? And again, that only comes from experience. So, you know, you played hockey, I think from reading a few other interviews with you sort of in preparation for this conversation, you've done a fair amount of CrossFit. You've done some competitive endurance sport as, what was it, triathlon?
I ran the Boston Marathon in 2018. I've done a few half marathons. Kevin's been more in the endurance. He's done a few Ironmans and triathlons. I've been more into CrossFit and a little bit of endurance running.
So throughout all of this, and you know, and I'm sure you guys have each had plenty of experiences that led you to Beam. You know, like the sporting world is just full of supplements. What is it about CBD that stood out to you or you both, you know, versus like, hey, let's create a company built around, you know, like a new protein product or a creatine or something like that. What is it about CBD?
It sort of came to be when we're training for the Boston Marathon in 2018. We, being a hockey player, I never did anything long distance, so my body was pretty much falling apart on me. and Kevin was a chronic migraine sufferer, usually induced from workouts, which was, you know, he wasn't willing to give up the workouts, so he would kind of just endure these monthly migraines. And he had some other just stresses going on in his life. And we started reading about CBD, and just a back day when we were athletes at the time, still cannabis was obviously just a completely different world. We used to get drug tested. We just kind of stayed away from it. We're not anti-THC or anything like that, or anti-cannabis, obviously, but it just never really fit in given the world we used to live in. And it was just really interesting though. We started reading about it and just saw how confusing of a space it was. But like once you actually broke it down, understood what it was, what it wasn't, how it worked, how it was actually giving benefits to your body and to your health, it was really interesting. And then obviously, you know, we then started trying some different products and then realizing those benefits and seeing them firsthand for me was, you know, kind of the, you know, the Revive capsules, but it's just using CBD at the time. It was just like the aches and the pains, the inflammation. I had horrible tendonitis in my Achilles and in my knees from all the running, and just seeing a huge relief from all of that after a few weeks of trying some CBD products. So we took a step back and we looked at the market and just kind of what was going on in the space at the time. So this is in 2018, and just honestly, it felt like a new CBD company was starting every 5 minutes. When you looked at it too, like a lot of just weird form factors, just for Kevin and I in particular, like we're more used to, you know, powders and capsules and just more like sports supplements and dietary supplements. But like tinctures and vapes and patches and edibles, they weren't that familiar to us. And they were almost in a way sort of intimidating. And then just from the branding and the packaging and just, I would say, the lack of education and kind of sharing what this actually is. And Beam really was just born out of that. We saw a huge opportunity, you know, really in the athletic space to get into there and really pioneer Beam as, you know, we think is just like the leading brand in this intersection of athletics and active lifestyle, like meeting the needs from a quality perspective and benefits perspective of some of the best athletes, performers in the world. But at the same time, also just meeting the needs and understanding how to resonate these products to just anyone living a healthy, active lifestyle. And, you know, looking at the space, we just were such believers in simplicity. We try to breed that all throughout our business, obviously through packaging and the actual products. And why do you use them? Why is this important? What are they good for? What we also found even broadly outside of just CBD, just if you go to like a Whole Foods or you're just looking online, if you want to look at adaptogens and you go to Whole Foods as an example, it's very confusing when you look at the whole shelf of things. It just kind of shows like what, you know, ashwagandha, and it doesn't really tell you what exactly it's for, what to use it for, how much to take. Just, there's just these things out there. So I think combining and understanding, you know, human needs and human pain points that people have in their wellness goals or objectives or just living a healthy life, and then how to properly communicate that to people. I also think that things just get complicated really quickly. Like, you just need to understand how to talk to a person. So again, we always try to make it really simple. Like, here's what this is. Here's why it's important. Here's why you should take it, or here's how you can get it, et cetera. So just a lack of simplicity, I guess. There's definitely brands that do it well. But overwhelmingly, it just seemed like a really complex space in general, and then even more so in CBD.
Yeah, I can imagine. And even, you know, I'm kind of in my head, I'm imagining that aisle in Whole Foods, or even, mm-hmm. you know, like the healthy aisle in a Kroger or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like there's a million of everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like in terms of a product like Beam, if you're in a grocery store, you're either looking at stuff that looks more like over-the-counter medicine.
Yep.
You know, that's like a pill bottle with a bunch of facts and a super complicated name, which, you know, may have been one way to sort of destigmatize a cannabis product. Like let's make it look like traditional medicine, mm-hmm. but it doesn't really tell you what it's good for. Or like you were saying, it's going to be like a gummy or a vape or something, which is more in like a marijuana type crowd that may be like, oh, this is, you know, it's like, again, it's like, who are we trying to target here? Like, this is a non THC hemp product. Like, who's going to want that? Either someone looking for a medicine, or maybe someone who just doesn't want to be high that day, but that's part of their lifestyle anyway. So I agree. I think it's cool. Like the branding where it just, I think there's something to be said about a product where the name kind of tells you what it does. Mm-hmm. And it's like the same with a restaurant, or same with like any sort of business. It's like, if you're looking at Joe's Mufflers, you're like, well, that's not very creative, but I definitely know what they do there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's very true. You know, when we obviously think of that, when we think about naming your product, obviously Dream makes it somewhat intuitive as to that this is probably for sleep. And we've even tried to take that in a step further. So I think, as you noticed too, is just like, we categorize everything from balance, recovery, energy, and sleep. And for us, like, those were like, whether elite athlete or just, you know, living a healthy lifestyle, what are the main areas and pain points and functions that we want to support both those people? And like, what, kind of talking about like, what were the themes between successful teams and non-successful teams and tying those together? Like, our thing was, what are the common threads between this group of people that we want to serve? And those seemed to be like the most obvious, simplistic benefits to be providing, because they all matter to this group of people, they matter to this group of people, that group, that audience. So, and then from there, we use that as sort of like our guiding point as to then how to formulate and create products that meet the need of sleep, to meet the need of energy, recovery, balance. And just to, like you said, you know, to read something and see and quickly kind of get, what is it? Why do I need it? And be super clear about that stuff. It's hard. And it's, candidly, it's as simplistic as or obvious as it sounds to do that. It's actually incredibly challenging. It's to be able to simplify stuff down, you know, with either less words, less copy, less explanation, make it intuitive. It's quite challenging, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. I find that in the podcasting endeavor, you know, I go back mm-hmm. and listen to episodes. It's like, good Lord, I could have said so much less.
Yeah,
it's hard. So hard. So let's talk about the four categories. And can you, let's start with balance. What are some of the characteristics of a Beam product in the balance category?
Yeah. So we think of that just keeping your body in balance. And a lot of that has to do with stress, anxiety, gut health. And so we have two products in there. We have our CBD oil, which typically we like to help, you know, for people to use just to help with some stress and just a, you know, more calming, relaxing. And then we have a line of electrolyte powders, and each has a functional benefit to it. So we have one of our electrolyte powders that also adds in probiotics, prebiotics, and digestive enzymes. So for gut health and digestion, so you're getting sort of this hydration plus gut health boost from it. And it's probably, I would say, in the spirit of simplicity, like balance is probably, it's the one category I would say it's probably not the most intuitive like the other three. But when we think of it, we think like the pain points and the areas that that covers are obviously incredibly important to people. But anyways, those are the products in that category. Do you want me just to keep going?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I'll just go right down the line. So then we have energy, which, you know, obviously we think of physical and mental energy. So on the mental energy side, we have two products. So we have a clarity powder, which is adaptogens plus CBD. And then we have our focus capsules, which adds in a few extra ingredients like CoQ10 and some nootropics, plus some adaptogens, plus CBD. Again, same thing, like it's just you feel the mental boost, the mental energy that you get from that. And then we have one of our electrolyte powders that has beetroot, which is good for endurance. It oxidizes your muscles, some B vitamins, citrulline, and then a little bit of caffeine. It's about a third of a cup of caffeine. So obviously it gives you some physical energy. I like that one a lot. Sometimes if like, kind of like a pre-workout to a degree. I personally don't like too much of a stimulant, but I find like the beetroot and the caffeine is a good kind of subtle, or like I like it in the afternoon, not having to have a full cup of coffee or anything like that, where I just kind of feel like I need a little energy boost. And then recovery, we have three products there. We have a topical called the Fixer, which is a CBD salve. And that's great, just like wherever you have aches and pains. I get tendonitis, like my knees sometimes bug me, things like that. I do CrossFit. It's like I rip my hands are kind of gross. So it's soothing, and it kind of, I'd say it has a multiple, you know, just you're achy and sore from workouts. And then we have our Revive capsule that we're talking about, which again combines our CBD nano powder plus a bunch of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory like turmeric and white willow bark and UCGC, which is a great antioxidant from green tea. And then we have our electrolyte product that combines collagen and some BCAA. So a hydration stick packet, and then there's some collagen and some amino acids. They're good for your skin, joints, bones, things like that. And then of course, sleep, we have Dream. So just the one product, but we have it in a powder and in a capsule form. And so that combines our nano CBD plus reishi, magnesium, melatonin, L-theanine. So all great ingredients to help promote deeper, more restful sleep, help you fall asleep, help you stay asleep. And then the powder, have you tried the powder or the capsules?
Or powder.
Powder. Yeah. The powder is great because it tastes like a hot chocolate. And so you can mix it with hot water.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really, really good.
Combination of hot water, hot nut milk or milk. I think that's what makes that one so fun is just, I think, the routine of it. And then just having, you know, just something enjoyable. There's no added sugar in it. So it kind of, I have a sweet tooth, so it kind of gives me my fix at night. But doesn't, you know, I'm not going to spike my body with some sugar. So it's, you know, no sugar added, just a tasty little treat before bed, and then helps you sleep. And we have in a capsule form, just the convenience. Obviously if you're traveling, you don't feel like making a drink. Sometimes people just prefer the convenience of capsules too. So that is the Beam lineup.
Right on. Yeah. I'll say having like the hot evening drink, like I live in the Phoenix area, so it's hot already.
It's hot. Yeah.
But I'm still drinking it. Like,
yeah,
I'm not drinking it outside at noon when it's 115, but you know, that's also not when I'm going to bed. So, I think one thing that's really cool is the number of sort of secondary, natural products that are in a lot of that lineup that you just mentioned. Things that a lot of people are probably, at least in the health and wellness space, if they're interested in that or physical performance, they're already taking things like collagen. You know, maybe they have an electrolyte product, or they're just drinking, you know, Gatorade or Body Armor or something like that.
Yep.
Like ashwagandha is something that, you know, I think is not as familiar, obviously, as like electrolytes, but is not super unfamiliar to a lot of people who are in the CrossFit space or whatever. And so again, sticking with that theme of simplicity, it's like, well, here's something that has three of these things in one. And, you know, there's research that shows these things work even better in combination, like a CoQ10 with a little bit of caffeine that takes the edge off. You don't get the jitters or the crash, and like you get a smoother sort of focused state and all this kind of stuff. So I think it's really cool. It's not like each little capsule in and of itself is a little more complex because it has multiple ingredients, but then it makes the actual life of the person taking it simpler. You're not mixing eight powders into a cup and, you know, trying to then swallow five capsules with your powdery drink and everything else.
Yeah. No, that's what we found. I've had so many conversations. I'll just use Dream as an example where people take a magnesium supplement. They take a melatonin supplement. Sometimes they're already taking just like a separate CBD tincture, and it creates a simplicity. And I think from our viewpoint, sort of just like our vision with Beam and how we think things will shape up more over time is just, we've found like the real opportunity is to create these unique stacks of ingredients to then focus on the benefit. So again, like it can be complex when you're shopping multiple different ingredients separately, but if you can really just say this stack is formulated for this benefit, I think as consumers, I think that's how we usually talk. We talk in pain points is sort of like our language. We talk about like where we need stuff or the benefits we're looking for versus, you know, being like super keen on like the specific benefits of, you know, ashwagandha or rhodiola or CBD or all these different things. So I think it's kind of like one thing we've done well and one thing we need to continue to do well and maybe part of our secret sauce, just like understanding maybe it's like our backgrounds as athletes and some of the athletes you get to work with, but just like understanding human nature and like how to communicate well to people just so they can quickly, again, I don't want to be too redundant, but just like understand what it is and what's the benefit of it. And that's been our vision. I think there's definitely some good brands and companies that do have like stacks of things and combined stuff. But we find like that's a great opportunity. We've kind of seen like that's where things are going to be shifting is, you know, people wanting simplicity, people not wanting to have to take, like you said, 10 different pills. I can create one product that captures one of the main benefits I'm looking for, and I can incorporate a lot into it. So yeah, I think when we started doing that, I think you're seeing more and more of it now. I think when we started, you know, Dream is one of our first functional stacks that we created. I'd say it was pretty innovative at the time. And what's unique is, again, it's like, that's our IP. Like that's our proprietary blend that we've formulated. We've gone through tons of testing and trials and feedback loops and R&D on it. You know, it's not just like, hey, let's just throw a bunch of this stuff in here and, you know, call it a day. Like there's a lot of tinkering that goes into that to get the right amount of benefit out of it. And we've seen that just to be like the functional stack is sort of the unique thing in supplements, you know, that makes, I think, being unique.
What years were you playing college hockey?
I graduated BC in 2010. So 06 to 10.
Long time. So we're basically the exact same age. Just the word stack, I think for anyone who grew up playing like sports and in the gym in the 2000s and 2010s, like stack is another familiar thing that sort of puts Beam into that. Like, oh, this is a performance supplement. Like, because bodybuilding.com has been talking about stacks for, you know, 20 years and, you know, like the JYM gym brand and all these other things. Like, here's your pre-workout stack. Here's your post-workout stack. Here's your hypertrophy stack or your bulking stack. You know, so again, you're speaking the language of your target audience very well. What's the origin of the name Beam? We're taking a quick break from the show and our conversation with Matt to talk about our partner on today's episode, Beam. As you've learned today, Beam is a CBD company that is committed to empowering people to push their limits and pursue their passions by improving their physical and mental wellness. Their lineup of products is designed to assist with improving life balance, energy, recovery, and sleep. These products are trusted by Olympic athletes, CrossFit Games competitors, PGA Tour golfers, and active, goal-oriented people the world over. If I could give you a piece of advice, I would recommend that you start with their sleep product, Dream. It's my favorite, hands down. Imagine like a hot chocolate with just the right amount of cinnamon that helps you wind down in the evening and slide into sleep mode. It's just so good. Essential Strength listeners can now get 15% off of any purchase from Beam. Just use the code ESSENTIAL at checkout and start experiencing better everything for yourself. Now let's get back to the conversation with Matt Lombardi.
It's kind of simple. Just, you know, I was sharing when you look at the space, like there's so many brands that have some form of the word cannabis in their name, or they use the flower, which again, the general consumer doesn't understand. There's hemp, there's marijuana, there's the cannabis family. I didn't know that at the start. I thought there was just marijuana and there was weed. I didn't fully understand hemp and all that. So we wanted to create something, you know, the brand wanted to be friendly, approachable, aspirational. And, you know, we felt Beam to a degree kind of emulated that, where it'd be like a beam of light, you know, beam of energy, support, stability, things like that. And it's fun. It's playful. It's just, it's a normal word. It's not, you know, made up or derivative off cannabis. And it creates a lot of opportunity and directions we can go with it. So, it was probably just like when we started saying it, it just kind of stuck pretty quickly. Like, oh, I think that's it. So I don't know if that's that exciting of a story, but we're just trying to that friendly, approachable, something aspirational. Yeah.
No, we talked about names of other stuff and I didn't know why Beam. So spinning off of that, I know looking at your website and again, kind of listening and reading some other interviews, part of the mission of Beam, or maybe the primary mission of Beam, is to sort of reimagine health and wellness. Mm-hmm. Are there aspects of health and wellness that you think are most overlooked and maybe undervalued currently, whether that's for athletes or you want to be a little more broad to kind of take that wherever you want?
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there are some parts of health and wellness that most people generally understand. Like mm-hmm. I should get a decent amount of exercise. I should generally eat well. In my opinion, things that are undervalued would be like sleep, I think is still undervalued. Yeah. Most people aren't thinking about gut health. They're thinking about what they eat, but not necessarily how that impacts their literal gut and how their gut then controls hormones and mood and everything else. Maybe a third one would be, at least for me, would be stress.
Yeah.
I may have just answered my own question.
I can definitely agree with you. I think
in terms of the reimagination of health and wellness, what maybe the better way to phrase that would be like, what do you think needs to be reimagined? Yeah.
I think I agree with everything you just said. I think the days of, you know, burning the midnight oil, waking up super early, I think that was sort of like the like cool thing to do, or like the brave thing, or meant you're working hard. I think, you know, times are definitely shifting where it's actually like the best thing you can do is to make sure you're getting proper sleep. Of course, like there's times where you need to grind and stay up late and get up early and you go through those cycles. But overall, like sleep is just incredibly important. I think more macro, I think, you know, especially coming out of the pandemic or still being in it, it was more aspirational, I think, to lead a healthy lifestyle. I think going through stuff like this, it's become almost mandatory now. I think it's awakened a lot of people to really understand, you know, getting COVID, like my chances and how I respond to it will be greatly more better if I'm healthy and I'm living a healthy lifestyle versus if I'm not, or if I just get sick in general, if I'm already healthy, I'll deal with it more efficiently or better. That's one element. So I think, you know, people really understanding just everything starts with your health. Like if you're not happy, healthy, whole, you know, your career, your personal relationships, everything is just so tied to just essentially your energy. And I think that's one thing when we think of that. So when we think of the benefits, and if you can talk and then understand that, like what areas of your health can we focus on impacting? I think, again, it's so simple, but just understanding that, like, your health is everything. It doesn't matter how much money you have, what you do for a living, what, if you're married, if you're single, whatever it is you want to do. Like if you don't have your health, you kind of don't have anything to a degree. And I think that over the last 24 months or so, that's really been, again, it was just like an aspirational thing. But now I think it's really become more of like a mandatory thing. People really are bought into the importance of that. And that's where I think Beam plays a unique role, where when you think of the things that impact your energy, why do you need to have a good night's sleep? It's not just so you can get a good night's sleep. That's not what, you know, that's what Dream does. It just helps you get a good night's sleep. But it's, why do you need sleep? It's, you'll have more energy. You'll think more clearly. You'll function better. You know, why is it important to have, you know, these focus capsules and to, you know, feed your brain good nutrients? It's so then you can be more productive and perform better, whatever it is that you're doing. Same thing with, if you have aches and pains and you're kind of being hindered physically, like, why is it important to, you know, deal with inflammation and tendonitis and things like that, so that you can physically feel better to do the things that you want? So I think that's how we sort of think of it. And so when we think of like reimagining that, it's just like understanding like the root cause of things, like, and what functions we want to focus on. But then more macro, it's like, why are those things important? health and wellness and being happy, healthy, whole is like the ultimate thing that you need. And it, whether you're an elite athlete, you're an entrepreneur, you're a young mom, young parent, you know, you're just whatever your craft is, like if you're not healthy, happy, healthy, whole, like it's hard to then be your best self in those things. And so that's where we like to think like it's our job. Like, how do we just make that super simple? And a lot of what we talk about when we think of products, when we think of our brand, is we want to just enable people to go do whatever it is that they're passionate about doing. So like understanding, like at its core, like you have to have energy, you have to have your health. So you can do that the best you can. And we like to think like, just take your beam, like we'll take care of all of that. So like you go do whatever it is you want to be doing or you're passionate about doing, like let us, we'll take care of that area of your life. You go, you know, just perform or chase whatever it is that you want to chase. So that's sort of how we think about it. And I guess back to your original question, like we just think that to a degree that's been overlooked, but it's definitely been changing a lot. And hopefully we're playing a role in how people look at their health. But ultimately, it's just like you have to have your health or it's you can't really enjoy other things in your life.
Yeah, I completely agree that the last 18 months and COVID have sort of woken people up to how fragile health can be and also how lifestyle impacts health risk. Mm-hmm. And everything you're saying, I think, makes me also consider in terms of aspects of health and wellness that are overlooked, it's just how integrated everything is. I think for a long time, you know, health has sort of been siloed into like, this is cardiovascular health, this is musculoskeletal health, this is neurological health, this is obesity, whatever. Mm-hmm. But all those, you know, none of those things happen in isolation. And just as you're talking about the Beam products and what they help with, I mean, if you can focus more during the day and focus better, get your work done, that then allows you to go to sleep at the right time and not be thinking about the work you didn't finish and saying like, I'm turning the lights off because I just have to. Mm-hmm. And you lay in bed for an hour because you're like, I should be working, but I should be sleeping. And knowing that then by the time you get to the weekend, you're going to be in such a sleep debt or you're going to have so much leftover work that then you don't get to go do those things you wanted to do. Then you end up the person who hasn't taken a vacation in 3 years or whatever it is. And, you know, it's important to take things day by day, but also understand that, you know, that's going to impact, today's going to impact 6 months in a way that I probably can't imagine. So if I can sort of do my best to optimize each part of each day, then that gives me the flexibility in 6 months to do what I want to do, or even just this weekend to go do what I want to do. And that's huge for health, is to understand how our bodies are extremely integrated things and so are our lives.
I totally agree with that. And the other thing I think that I've noticed is I think there used to sort of be this, like, I'm just looking for a band-aid solution to like, just quickly, like just for today, like I need to like, you know, solve this pain point that I have, or, you know, get this feeling that I'm looking for energy, focus, sleep, whatever. I also think like part of the, what's shifting too, is like people, what you just said is like, I'm doing things today. So like 6 months from now, I'm healthier, feeling, you know, able to, you know, be productive, things like that. So it's also, I think, shifting a lot more towards like the routine of it, like really being bought in, committed to a healthy lifestyle than just looking sort of for band-aid solutions. And I think that's also been one area of supplements in general, is there's definitely things like, you know, Dream, you know, you do like the next morning, you know, whether you slept better, you didn't sleep better. But also I think people understanding just the importance of like stacking, use that word again, stacking multiple nights of good sleep or months of good sleep. Maybe not every night's perfect, but you get the point. And same thing, just like from how your body feels and building consecutive days of feeling good and healthy versus just trying to get a quick fix on something. And that's, again, like one area when we think, again, how we're trying to position and simplify Beam, it's to really build in like that routine. And I think that's why we've also wanted to encompass so many different pain points as sort of like this 360 model. Like there's so many areas of your life that you need to focus on. It's not just if I just sleep well, like I'll be fine. Or if I just take these, I'll be fine. It's like you said, like our bodies are very complex things. There's a lot of areas that we need to focus on and tend to. And I've been seeing that just like people, again, like realizing how important their health is and then understanding it's not just a, I need to like do the one thing and, you know, take my vitamin C once just so like my immune system, it's like, no, you should take it consistently. Yeah.
And give me a million CCs of vitamin D and I'll come back in a year.
Exactly. You know, I think it's like human nature. Like we just, I know I do at times, so it's like, you just want things like quickly, you want the immediate result or outcome of something, but like obviously there's, it's just like in business too, obviously, right? It's just like building, it's focusing on the process and like having an end goal and, you know, continuously working towards it, continuously improving it. Same thing with your health, like you have to be just pretty committed to the whole routine of it.
Yeah, you know, you also have to meet people where they are and give them enough of what they want. And so I'll give you you know, props, because you're sort of going back to, you know, each one of the products has multiple benefits. So you are helping people simplify. They don't have to take four different capsules, a tincture, and three powders. But you're also not saying, you know, take this one thing and everything is going to be fixed. And so check this out. I saw some research recently, and I'll link to this in the show notes because I'm sure I'll butcher the numbers, but you wouldn't call Beam a weight loss company, correct?
Correct.
Correct. So there's a study relatively recently. They took two groups of people. They were not doing any sort of resistance training during the period of the study. They put the groups in the exact same caloric deficit. So these people over the course of, let's call it 10 weeks. Again, I'll link because I don't think that's right. But 10 weeks, same caloric deficit. The differences between the two groups is one group slept 7 to 9 hours a night. The other group was limited to 5 hours of sleep per night, Monday through Friday, but then allowed to take 2-hour naps on Saturdays and Sundays in an effort to sort of make up for their lost sleep. At the end of the study, both groups lost the exact same amount of weight, but the group that got to sleep normally, roughly 80% of their weight loss was fat mass. The group that had their sleep limited, roughly 80% of their weight loss was muscle. So simply by getting better sleep, you can proportionately burn more fat.
Yeah.
And if you add in some strength training, you add in some exercise, you support it with an antioxidant and a little bit of energy from another product, right? Your morning product versus your evening product. It's like suddenly, not only are you building a little bit of muscle, you're maintaining it, you're losing fat. And it's like, so that's like, to me, that's a perfect example of the integration and just how complicated things are, right?
Yeah,
weight loss really isn't just weight loss. It's like, most people don't want to just lose weight. They want to lose fat. They want to look better in the mirror, right? You don't want to, I don't want to be 10 pounds lighter and lose 80% of muscle. Like that would be horrible. Yeah. I'd be like, give me that weight back. This is worse.
it's so like sleep really has become, I know, and I read a lot about this during COVID too, just unrelated to Beam, but just reading about it, and just sleep is one of the best things for immune system, where, you know, I would say majority you hear about vitamin C and different vitamins and antioxidants and things like that and supplements, when sleep is really like, your body goes through such a regenerative process. That's been the most important thing for your immune system, which I don't think is talked about nearly as much, again, as like taking vitamin C and, you know, whatever tea or, you know, something like that.
Because you can't really put sleep in a pill and you can't sell it. I heard one strength and conditioning performance coach, he put it so perfectly. He said, if you could put sleep into a pill, it would be banned in every sport. Because it's the biggest performance enhancer that we have, and it would literally be illegal.
Yeah, that's why I think we were just talking about it. It's just like the important, like how people view sleep has just changed. I just know, like when I was playing hockey, you know, 10 or so years ago, like again, it was almost like sleeping was like a weakness if you got your 8 to 10 hours, and now. Like we work with a bunch of CrossFit athletes, and it might be just as important to them as their actual training is, making sure they get a good night's sleep. And obviously this is what they live, breathe, and do all day long, is train and recover. Sleep is just, it's become such a popular thing.
I want to just quickly, while we have a little bit of time left, I want to pivot to kind of an entrepreneurial question. You mentioned that some of the the harder times in your life have been related to like starting a business and growing a business. What are some of the sort of the dark sides of entrepreneurship, or specifically wellness entrepreneurship, that people don't see? Because again, I think the way I phrased it in the question I sent you ahead of time was, you know, people see the Instagram posts and like, you know, Matt Fraser joining the Beam team and all this stuff, but like there's so much that has to go on behind the scenes, right?
Yeah. And I think I'll caveat it with everybody's journey is different and how they approach it, I'm sure, is different. Kevin and I were just, I'll speak on behalf of Kevin because we're very similarly in how we're wired. And obviously, we're co-founders and how we run the business. But I don't know how, like whether it was, you know, trying to pursue a hockey career, obviously now building Beam with Kevin. I don't know another way to do it other than being completely obsessed with it. So like when you kind of get that approach to it, there is the dark side that comes with that. And I think people don't fully understand that, or it doesn't resonate with them, or they think it's crazy. Or it's hard to, you know, I guess, relate to like what it's like. So to your point, like there's definitely like, you know, we work with Matt Fraser, we are fortunate to partner with other big athletes, or we, you know, are raising funding, or you can just look at the Instagram page and like the following is growing and like the grid looks nice or the packaging's nice. And, you know, we get it, you know, from friends, or just like we're fortunate. We appreciate all of it. Like, but I think on the surface, it looks very nice. And, you know, just like use the expression, just like a swan, and underneath, you know, the feet are paddling a million miles an hour, but on the surface, it looks great. And it must be so much fun. There is a dark side to it, I guess, to be honest. And, I would say it's like, it's incredibly lonely. It's not like the sexy thing, I think, that, you know, you see from like headlines or again, like the surface level stuff. All of that is like a cause and effect, like that all comes from working hard and, you know, creating your vision and things like that. But there's definitely, I mean, you sacrifice a lot, you know, just like from a personal standpoint. And, but like for me, all of that is like part of the process and like the approach of it all. Like, I don't know how, I don't know that we would be able to be where we are today if we didn't become just totally obsessed with what we're doing and executing on the vision and building the business the way that we do and giving it what we have, or what we have to date. So it's just really, really hard. And you go through so many hard things and you get a bunch of no's and way more no's than you get yeses. And it's grueling. It's like you have to be, I think like where we sort of come back to is like, we're so passionate about what we do. Obviously, I don't think I'm saying anything that's unique to us or Beam. I think it's just like the common themes you hear between people. But like, you know, when you're really, really passionate about something, you don't think of it as, you know, work, or you don't think of it as, you know, this huge sacrifice, because you love what you do so much, like both the good and the bad. And I think that's what makes it such like a beautiful journey, is like when you just totally fall in love with the process of everything. The times where we get kicked in the teeth to the times where we have like our biggest wins, like I love all of those equally. And I probably even gravitate more towards the times of like when it's really hard. And you have to do that. Cause I think like, you know, Kevin and I talk about it often. We always say like, thank God we have each other on this crazy journey, just cause it's just nice to have someone who's in the seat with me and can just totally understand like what I'm feeling or what he's feeling and vice versa. And I just think like, why would you do that to yourself if you didn't absolutely love it? Just because it's that grueling. And that's been our approach. Like it's, I don't know how else to like approach something than like, that's just my nature. And it's Kevin's nature too. Like, I don't know how else to approach something other than become like, I'm just obsessed with it. And it's intense. And it doesn't resonate with people, to a degree, but I certainly don't mean it for us to sound like any different than anybody else, or like but our approach is just like, you have to become obsessed with it and understand like how to execute, how to manage people, lead people, think creatively, think strategically. And I guess I've learned with all of that is like, you have to just be so immersed in that, or else I just don't think like my brain doesn't work that way. Like if I'm not that focused on something or deep into something, like I can't perform that way. Or I can't, you know, achieve certain results unless I'm totally like obsessed with it, I guess.
So do you have to kind of block out time for yourself, or have you had to learn how to block out time for yourself so that you can be fully obsessed with whatever task you're doing or whatever component of Beam that you're working on? And then when the time to not be doing that comes, like you're able to then go put all your energy into something else, even if that's literally just intentionally relaxing.
Yeah, no, definitely. For me personally, like I'd say I'm like 90% good at this. Like there's just some mornings where I don't, or some mornings I might want to just like sleep in a little bit longer just because of the way the week's been, or if I haven't been, or, but you know, I love to get up early and just spend my first few hours, reading, having coffee, thinking, meditating, journaling, you know, thinking, spending time thinking creatively and strategically about the business or things that I need to focus on or things that are going on in the business. I find when I do that, you know, because then everything just gets so reactive throughout the day, that's when I perform my best, or that's when I'm, I guess, my best at Beam. And then, you know, for me personally, Kevin's married, and he, you know, I joke with him, I think like if he wasn't dating, or I think he just got engaged when he started Beam to his wife now, Brooke, who's amazing, he'd probably still be single too, just because I feel like we've, you know, have just poured so much of ourselves into this. Like I personally just haven't made that much time for dating. I'm trying to make more personal time in my life a little bit now. But yeah, I mean, there's just like the sacrifices and the equipments. I think that it's hard. You can do everything, or you can do anything, but you can't do everything. So like, I think it's just for me, it was, I guess, prioritizing. Like I'm down in Florida right now, and I come down here just to kind of get away from stuff and have space, and just like, so I can focus on stuff. So I don't know, I've been kind of rambling a little bit about it, but I hope that makes sense.
No, it totally does. I, you know, like you said, you know, you're not, this isn't a unique experience. I remember taking a course, and one of the guys who was a keynote speaker, his name's Brian Nunez, and he's a Nike master trainer, owner of a gym out in Northern California. And he talks about the same thing. He's like, he doesn't believe necessarily in the term work-life balance. Like his version of balance is to be obsessed, because when he's at work, he's at work. But yeah, when he goes home, he's a dad, mm-hmm. right? He's like, I'm obsessed with being a dad when I'm at home. Yeah. I'm obsessed with being a husband when I'm with my wife, right? I don't want to be thinking about work when I'm on a date. I don't want to be thinking about, you know, the person I have to fire or hire when I'm having a tea party with my two like daughters who are 5 and 3. It's like, that's mm-hmm. not balance. That's just distraction.
Yeah.
So I think
when I came down, I picked this book up, Winning, by,
is that Grover?
Tim Grover. Yeah. And, you know, he talks, obviously, I'm just in the early parts of it, but he talks a lot about Kobe and a lot about MJ. And I recently just rewatched the MJ documentary on Netflix. Like, it's like, those are the themes that are in those things. And, you know, I Conor McGregor just had his fight. So it's kind of like, I kind of follow that along. And, you know, you can say whatever you want to say about Conor. Obviously, he understands like the showmanship of what he does, but he's obsessed with what he's done. He's gotten to the top, and he's like the biggest superstar in his sport and in a lot of sports. So I guess like what I've learned through that too is like, and I love Ray Dalio, the successful, famous hedge fund manager. And I love his book Principles. Like there's just the common themes that you can kind of come up with different terms for what to call them. Like I personally just find like, it's just, you become obsessed with these things. And like from MJ to Ray, the, you know, kind of like anyone great at what they do, trainer, coach, anyone. It's not just about, you know, athletes and things like that. But yeah, there's just common threads in it. And, you know, that's what I've learned is, you know, success leaves clues, and you can kind of see like, what are the traits that link these? There's, you know, they do different things, they go about it differently, but there's definitely common threads that, you know, traits and things like that that connect them, or that are consistent through them all.
I agree. And then it's just kind of up to the rest of us to make the choice. You know, do you want to follow the clues? Do you want to ignore the clues? How much are you willing to sacrifice? You know, you, again, referencing the Michael Jordan documentary, he's like, you don't want to be like Mike. I sit in a hotel room for hours. I can't go anywhere. It's like, okay, you know, but everybody wants to have Michael Jordan money and Michael Jordan fame. It's like, you don't want to have to walk down the street and be Michael Jordan. Or at least now you know what it would be like, and you get to make a conscious decision. Is that really what you want? Mm-hmm. This has been good, man. It's always interesting having people on the show sometimes I have guests who I know, sometimes mm-hmm. I have guests who I've never met. I knew I wanted to talk to you about obviously your business and everything that Beam does. I feel like I've also had, 50-50. I've gotten to know you for sure. And I hope audience kind of appreciates that. I want to close with this question. So it's the Essential Strength podcast. On a day-to-day basis, what are three elements of your day that are essential that you never, or you try never to skip?
daily morning meditation. Like I said, I would say I'm 90, 95% consistent with that on a day-to-day basis. And I find it's, I can tell a huge difference when I'm practicing that consistently versus not. Hydration, just making sure, I obviously add our electrolytes pretty much every time I fill up my water bottle, but just like constantly doing that. And then I think one thing that I try to really practice every day, you know, from different now Zoom meetings or conversations with people, is just to be super aware of my subconscious mind. It sounds, I don't know if that sounds dorky or kind of weird or hard to explain, but it's fine. Like you get like, you know, just in a day-to-day thing, I'm having conversations from about product manufacturing, product innovation, fundraising, negotiations, contracts, dealing with team stuff. Sometimes that's, you know, good things are not so good things. You know, we've hired people. There are people that are no longer at Beam. So that's a wide range of types of conversations that I'm having. Then there's just, you know, talking to my mom or talking to my friends and family too, and trying to be present in those conversations. So, when I say just like being really aware of my subconscious mind is just like understanding, you know, what's going on in the conversation. Like, is like, do I want to be direct about something, but it's making me uncomfortable, so I'm maybe not saying it, or just say the thing that's on my mind. Obviously wanting to be present and just focus and listening and try not to have my mind drift off into other places, because, you know, I have a lot of things swirling in my head. So yeah, I would say meditation, hydration, I find is just like super important, probably sometimes overlooked. And like practicing just like being conscious and aware of my thoughts is, I find like that also comes better with like repetition. Like the more I actually like practice that and are aware of that, so that now like if things go off, like I get into a disagreement with someone, everybody has like the fight or flight, right? You can be defensive about your ideas, or, you know, you start to argue with someone. We always practice like sort of principled disagreement. We love getting in disagreements on the team, because ultimately you get better outcomes when you disagree with people. You check blind spots, you challenge each other's ideas. And as long as you don't have an ego, you usually come to a better outcome than before. Like in those conversations, like you can't let your ego flare up. You have to not hold on to being right. You have to just look for what's right. And I find like the more present or conscious I can be in that conversation, realize like, what am I actually fighting for? Like how am I, you know, being in this conversation, is I have better conversations with people. Again, in a wide range of just talking to people, to negotiating for something, fundraising, you know, trying to be creative in product conversations, et cetera. So that's one thing I think the more people can do and just essentially be self-aware in how they're talking is hugely important.
I love it. Meditation, hydration, and awareness of your subconscious mind. That makes for a good day, I would imagine.
Well, this is awesome. Thank you for having me on. It was a great conversation.
Absolutely. Happy to do it. Hello again, it's David, back to wrap things up and give you your action plan for the week. I've recently had the pleasure of discovering the amazing lineup of products from Beam. They've improved my sleep, my digestion, and as I use them consistently, I'm excited to see how else they can enhance my life, and as their tagline goes, lead to better everything. So let's get to the action plan for this week. The way that Matt described his approach to both athletics and business inspired the action plan this week. I challenge each of you to write down the 5 most important things in your life and make an effort to be more obsessed about each of them. When you are engaged in one of your top 5 activities, I want you to make a more concerted effort to eliminate distractions and truly pour yourself into the experience. Be that quality time with your family, a passion project, or your job. See what you can achieve in just a week of enhancing your attention to obsession. That's it for this week. Be sure to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. Until next time, we wish you strength and good health.